I want to thank the President of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, for being such a terrific friend. I want to thank his wife, Madame Sarkozy. They just hosted us at the palace and could not have been more gracious.
Bonjour. I'm Véronique de Rugy, an economist at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. By all accounts, President Obama had a great time while traveling recently in my native country of France. And he had many flattering things to say about Gallic healthcare, cuisine, and high-speed railroads. But if his histoire d'amour crush on the French way of doing things extends to economic policy, the result will be nothing less than a train wreck. As elite opinion urges and encourages Obama to become more French by increasing spending and taxes and regulation, we would all be better off if the president does exactly the opposite. French economists might have coined the terms laissez-faire and entrepreneur, but any comparison of the French and US systems plainly shows that the American way makes everyone better off. Over the past 30 years, the French economy averaged 1.9% annual growth, while the US economy grew by an average of 2.9%. As a result, Americans are far wealthier, with a per capita income of $45,000 versus $33,000 for the French. Lower taxes in America also mean that we keep more of our income. French labor policies make it far more expensive to hire and fire workers, with the predictable result that unemployment has always been significantly higher in the land of grève générale, or massive strikes that routinely shut down the entire country. These very different outcomes are not due to differences in natural resources or individual ability. The basic reason is that the French government spends too much of the country's money, makes it too expensive for businesses to hire and fire workers, and then taxes those lucky enough to have jobs at rates that leave them precious few euros with which to live la vie en rose, or the good life. President Obama, as someone who was born in Paris, raised in Normandy, and educated at the Sorbonne, I can totally understand the appeal of French art, culture, and savoir-vivre, or the French way of doing things. But please, understand that it's one thing to visit France, and it's a whole other thing to actually live there.